Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us today, Mare d'Azene Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent Caitlin Barthol. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us today. Everything is, as you said earlier, hit the ground running, and so off to a flying start. And keeping up with a few things as reminders, but also some new information. So what have we got today?
So I know I talked about this last time, but we still have a lot of spots available for our 8th annual garden symposium that my Master Gardener group puts on each year. Like I said, they've been doing this for 8 years, and each year they get new speakers and new topics. So this year, our main topic is Gardening by Design Inspirations. Why do you garden? So we have 4 awesome speakers coming in. We have a master gardener from Johnson County, Jennifer. She'll be coming down and talking about for the love of growing food, so how to maximize backyard food production, and that does include about talking herbs and fruits and vegetables. So that will be a really good speaker. I think she goes first in our lineup, so she'll kind of kick things off. And then we're actually bringing over 2 horticulture agents from the Missouri side, Kathy. She'll be talking about beauty is in the eye of the gardener. So she'll talk about how to plan, design, and build beautiful gardens with a natural style. And then Tamara will be talking about Whispers of the Wild. So she'll talk about the world of native pollinators. She will be a really good speaker because she'll talk on identifying and protecting our native bees, butterflies, and other insects. And then our last speaker that we're bringing in is actually one of our very own horticulture agents up in Douglas County, Sharon. And she'll be talking about how to integrate native plants into your own landscape. So how to choose and integrate those native plants. So she'll be a really good one. I think we're ending the day off with her. All of those 4 speakers, those ladies are going to do a fantastic job. Now, like I said, we still have space available for this symposium. It'll be on Saturday, February 17th, and we'll start about 9 o'clock with the presentations, and we'll go to about 3:45. The doors do open at 8:30, so if you want to come at 8:30 and get your registration over with and get some snacks and stuff and find your seat, that will be just fine. We are actually having to move locations this year. We will be at the Living Proof Church. It's kind of more on the south side of Paola. We will have signs and everything for people to get there, but we did have to move locations this year down to the Living Proof Church. This symposium does cost, and the tickets cost $45 per person, and we do ask that people get pre-registered by February 1st. That way we have enough time to get printed materials because everybody will be walking away with a notebook full of presentation notes and handouts, and we'll also be doing a gourmet box lunch and snacks. So that's what the cost goes towards, is helps with that awesome lunch. And then my master gardeners actually make some cookies and some breads for the snacks, so those are some yummy treats. Now, if you are a Extension Master Gardener, you will receive some advanced training credits. I know my master gardener group, they will be receiving at least 5 hours of advanced training credits. If you belong to another county or another district master gardener group, go ahead and ask your county agent how many hours you'd be approved for. And then how to register for this awesome event if you want to come. You can register online. Just go to the Mare d'Azene District website and scroll down underneath the Hot Topics, and you see the Garden Symposium. And just click on that link, and that will take you to an online fillable form and fill out some basic information. And then we do have 2 options for payment. You can pay online via credit card, or you can actually mail in a check. So we do, again, ask that the payments, whether that is online or check and registration, all be done by February 1st. Like I said, we have about a month or so left for you guys to get registered for this awesome event.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And even when we talked about it last time, it was pretty exciting. Have you got some responses so far?
Yes, yeah, we're a little less than halfway full. So like I said, we still have some spaces, some seating available. So we're trying to get the word out and get sold out this year. We've sold out in the previous years, and that's always neat to have a full house.
Oh, yeah.
So we're just trying to get the word out of, again, that we still have some seating available.
And the perfect topic, considering it's been gray, it's been gross, you know, we're right in the middle of winter really deciding to kick in, so perfect time to distract yourself is by talking about gardening and fun stuff.
Yes.
Now,
it's time to start planting everything.
Exactly. And speaking of fun stuff, you have another topic for us this morning involving Topeka.
Yeah. I wanted to just do a little shout out and invite everybody up to Topeka. January 9th through 11th, the Topeka Farm Show will be going on up there at the Stormontville Event Center. So they do run Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Tuesday, the hours that the show is open is 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock. And then Wednesday will be the longest day. They will open at 9 o'clock and go till 7 o'clock. And then they wrap things up on Thursday from 9 to 4 p.m. So this is just a really neat event. I know a lot of us ag agents in the area will actually be up there working the K-State Research and Extension booth. So if you guys have any questions or want to pick up the latest weed control guides, we will have those publications up there for you guys to pick up. So, yeah, if you guys are out and about the 9th, 10th, and the 11th, please make your way up to Topeka and come and see a whole, they have a whole bunch of different booths from crop insurance agents to new tractors. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff for you guys to be walking through and seeing and exploring. And if you are up there, please stop by and give all of us ag agents a holler.
Hey, just a chance to meet the ag agents would be kind of nice. Put the face with the voices that everybody gets to hear in the mornings.
Yes, come and see us. I think I'll be working the Wednesday evening, and I think Rod and Ryan Shaw will be up there on Thursday.
Oh, perfect. Sounds like a good time. Now, is there a fee to get in or anything like that?
No, there's no fee.
Wow, hey, free entertainment, and you get to meet the ag agents. I'm for it.
Yep.
Okay, well, thank you very much. As usual, all kinds of good information and some fun stuff just to get out and about, you know. The wintertime blahs, I'm stuck indoors. Nah, get out. Do something. Talk about some color and some enjoyable activities that you can look forward to. So thank you.
Yep, thank you.
All right, we'll catch up with you next time. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.